we're trying to figure out how to handle the Tigers winning 7 out of 8. And look, some of it is very meaningful. Look, Riley Green, you know, re-engaging after a slump and becoming one of the best players in the AL here, hitting, huge. Colt Keith, one of the hottest hitters in baseball. It's huge. That stuff, I can buy into that. That matters to me. Jack Flaherty coming back healthy today and pitching really well. Great. There's one problem in all of this. Doesn't it all still lead to a fire sale? Because you're still 7 games out of the wild card and you're still 4 games under 500. So we asked the question, whether you were leaving the ballpark on a daiquiri day, 10-1, you could have left the game early. You could have done what Kenny does. He sits on Tinder all day at the games. The point I'm making, I made that up. I'm kidding. I was making sure you were paying attention. I don't want to get you in trouble. I was kidding. That was completely made up. The point is, today was easy and fun and great, and you take 3 of 4 from the Guardians. But what does it mean? Now, if you're buying in, here's the math. 69 games left. You would need minimum 88 wins. I think it's probably going to be 90, but let's say 88 for fun. You would need to go right now from point forward 43-26. How do you get there? Or are you like a couple callers who have called in and said, look, I know there are no great shakes. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be sad. I just wanted my daiquiri. Where are you in this? I mean, for me, sadly, yeah, I know. I still got to trade Flaherty. But if you read a report that they were in talks to extend Flaherty, or if you saw something where Jack Flaherty says, I want to be a Tiger, I love it here, I could flip my opinion on a dime. Because then you're telling me we're building something. If you want to buy Rico, Rico wants to buy.
Well, all things being equal, because if they score 2 or more runs, that's the record that you're looking for. So you need another bat in this lineup, somebody consistent. So if you're going to do this, let's not just rely on the kids and the people that you have now. Go out, be aggressive, and I don't care, even if it's just a rental player, so long as you don't give up a bunch, because I do think if you make the playoffs, the experience will be worth the price.
And I say if you want to buy a player who has term, who becomes a part of
your core. Great. That's great, too.
Right. It becomes Green, Keith, and guy I just acquired. I'm not going to laugh at people. So tell me where you're at with it. 248-539-9797. It's best week of Tiger baseball we've seen all year. Best series. Now, I admit, I had to Google who the hell the Guardians put out there today. Spencer Howard. They may as well have thrown Spencer Dinwiddie. This guy blows. I said yesterday Maeda was the worst pitcher in baseball, and then I got to look at this pile. Unbelievable.
That's the guy somebody released and they picked him up.
He was a Phillies draft bust, and then he was a reliever, and then the Guardians thought they could, you know, do the voodoo they do with pitchers. They put him out there today. Rico, he'd either throw a perfect fastball on the black or it'd be 18 feet outside. He was on like 60 pitches midway through the first. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
He wasn't missing by inches. He was missing by feet.
He was Charlie Sheen without glasses in Major League. Yeah.
Basically, you just wait. If he throws a strike, swing. If he doesn't, just
but in the
there.
End, it's like you threw my eight out right there.
Javi,
turnabout's fair play.
Javi, do not swing.
Uh-oh.
Do not swing.
248-539-9797. Are you resigned that you can't get involved winning 7 out of 8 and the team's hot and you know you got to trade Flaherty? Are you just daiquiri day? Or are you... Are you just a pragmatist? Like, you know you got to deal. You know they're fire sailing, so you can't allow yourself to get hurt. Which of those three silos are you in? Let's go to the people, see what they have to say about it. We'll go to Tony, 97.1. Tone, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, Tone. What's on your mind?
So, I think there's, like, a difference, a multiple different, like, looks you could take with this. Because if you do believe we could pull the miracle of 43-26, or better than that, which, you know, that's saying you're winning 2 out of every 3, which is not unbearable, but reality is that we still got a long schedule. I mean, you got a good chunk of July, August, September. So I don't know if I necessarily see it going in the direction of us going to win that way, especially when we have so many young kids. The thing is that you go ahead and trade Flaherty, you go ahead and trade Gio, you go ahead and trade whoever you can, what are you looking to receive in return for? Are you looking to get a player that's ready now? Are you looking to get prospects? Like, what are you looking at for that? That's my big question.
Are you asking me? Or are you asking, like, me as Scott Harris? I just want to be clear so I know how to answer your question.
I already know that if it was answering as you, we're going to gut it, and we're going to get the best that we can get and try to win as best as we can.
Yeah.
Scott Harris, what do you think the realistic ask for is from him from this point? Because I'm all on board. I mean, I agree with a 3-for-54 if you could get Flaherty at bat, but you know, I understand pitching is the hardest thing to develop in the majors, but you get prospects, they land at a 30% success rate.
What are we looking to get here?
Are we looking to rebuild?
But Tony,
Are we looking to get a?
Well, I think you're rebuilding. No, I think you're rebuilding. And listen, I mean, Tony, and understand, I don't want Rico to buzz me on this. I'm not bringing it up. I don't care about being right. It doesn't matter to me. I want to entertain people and I want to win. That's it. Tone.
Oh, for sure.
Part of the reason I wanted bats in the offseason was so we didn't end up in this spot.
Yep.
We don't have enough prospects.
Well, I agree.
I think you got a couple gems, right? Like Jackson Jobe is a gem. We think 3 years from now, Max Clark might be. But you need, to your point, Tony, which is spot on, you need several gems because of the bust rate.
For sure. And that's the scary part as a Tigers fan. It's realistic because I'll tell you what, one of the highlights of my life is being at game two of the World Series in 06 when Kenny Rogers took the mound. Greatest experience ever. I love that. You know, getting to watch a World Series win was a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing that I take away from this is because we've been season ticket holders in our family for a while.
Yep.
My look at it is, you know, you got to do one of two things here. You either we're getting rid of guys that we know, I hate to say it, if we don't look at we're winning the World Series this year or next year, we got to implode and we got to rebuild as best we can because we still got youth on the roster that we can develop and win with them by age 28,
and
29 at the latest.
And that's part of why, look, and I'm not, believe me, I told you, I retired this in mid-June. I'm not interested in the Scooble stuff because they're not going to trade him. And I'm not committed to trading him. I would if I got the right offer. What you said is why I thought Scott Harris made a terrible error in the offseason. Because you need eventually to get good. And Scooble's window, 2 more years here, I need to win. I need to show him I can win. Otherwise, right. It's Felix Hernandez on the Mariners for a lot of his career.
Good call.
So I just, Rico, it's like we love watching him, but what does it result in? So for his
winning
point,
a Cy Young with 10 wins.
Right. Like, so Tony's point would be, okay, I like Jack Flaherty. I don't want to trade Jack Flaherty. Then the organization has to make a decision on, all right, Jack, do you like it here? Here's what the open market's going to pay. I want you here. Do you want to be here? I'm not mad if a fan calls up and says, don't trade Jack Flaherty. Sign him. I'm not mad at that. I'm not pounding the table. This is what I need. I pounded the table for Wyatt Langford. Rest in peace. I'm letting it go. I just would like to know their timetable. And again, it's not about August and September. It's about the next 3 weeks because that's when the deadline is. You have to make a decision. So the 7 out of 8 doesn't alter anything. But what if it's, I don't know, Rico, what if it's 15 out of 20 and you're over 500 and you're 3.5 games out of the wild card? See, that's why it's a beautiful radio topic.
It is.
It's a daiquiri day.
There's no right answer. It really is. This is where if you're Scott Harris, you got to decide, what do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? Are you still waiting or do you realize you're there? It's obtainable and you got to make moves in order to solidify that spot. Or you're just going to wait and hope that luck falls your way and you trip and fall into that. That's not how sports works. So yes, you're right. It really boils down to what do the Tigers want to be? Do they want to act grown up or do they want to still act like children and wait for the kids?
Right. And when you're winning 7 of 8 and some of the kids are powering it, Riley Green, Colt Keith, a little bit of Wenciel Perez, I can take satisfaction in that. But knowing the guy who was on the mound today probably won't be here, that deflates the balloon of optimism.
Right. So if that's
for me,
or maybe you come out and say, you know what, go ahead and sign you right now. Let's work a deal out.
And again, does that happen a lot? No. Could they approach him in the offseason? Could they qualify offer, make sure to get the compensation? They could do all those things. But for the sake of radio, and so we don't get into the minutiae of baseball's incredible CBA.
Or just at least, like, nobody thought E-Rod was coming back. Oh, you know, there's a chance. No, there's not. Okay, you're leaving on the first thing. Smoke it.
Like, look, I'll give you an example. I certainly don't speak as a representative of the New York Yankees, but I don't know if you're aware of this. We've had a little bit of trouble pitching.
You know what? I have avoided that topic for your sanity.
I would give a lot of things in the Yankee system for Jack Flaherty because he can go out. He can give me six innings, high K rate, which is very important in that stadium. And like I said, he's been through some of the wars. I would give you something I think you'd be happy with for Jack Flaherty. Again, I don't represent the Yankees. Kind of.
You do.
But that's my point. Someone I think will offer you something nice. No, I don't think it's going to be someone that 10 minutes later is batting cleanup for you. But
is it somebody who could become a part of the core that we've been waiting for?
It has to be. Anything Scott Harris does moving forward. Look, that's the other thing is like, I need Scott. I want to be able to say nice things about Scott Harris. Well, he needs to start doing smart things.
Exactly.
Like, you can't have 2 years, $26 million, Kenta Maeda jettisoned to the bullpen. You can't have $12.5 million of nothing burger, a.k.a. Mark Canna. Like, I need you to start being better at your job. And the Clark and McGonigal thing is smart on paper, but the actuality of it is years from us being able to determine it.
It bought him time.
Quiet.
Except for your boy all of a sudden went out there and made him look bad. You know what?
We got to get a filter or something in there, man.
Langford. Almonds. Sorry. David, imagine Colt Keith and Wyatt Langford riding a tandem bike to Comerica every day. They could be besties. You'd have a 1, 2, 3 in your order of guys who probably are going to be 850 OPS guys. Man,
let me help you out here with this, buddy.
Let me tell you about my best friend. No, instead.
I know.
Okay, why don't you tell the people about something? I know. We'll get more of the phone calls, more of the ticket texts, and just for sanity, I want to make sure we give people some football at 5:30.
Okay.
Fair?
Fair.
97.1.
All right.